Olga. There, the, she was like one. No, she was one of two nudists that was on the park, and I got shocked twice. Like, Olga, I interviewed Olga, and to keep my eyes on her eyes was a very hard thing to do. I think she was like one of the strongest people there just because she had the confidence to go nude. Her reasons for being there was to celebrate her African-American, no, her African heritage or her native heritage, some form of heritage. But the like either what heritage, like to come there nude in New York City when there's, isn't there a law that says that you can't be nude? You know what? I give respects to her. I respect Olga for respecting her body and being confident enough, even though there was mad heads turning to her and looking at her. There was people like being dogs and she didn't care. She had her head held high, doing stretches, like yawning. And I'm like, you're naked and I'm interviewing you and you're yawning. That is incredible. What else about Olga? She can talk. She's like not just looks. She knows what she's doing. She knows her stuff. Yeah, I have a lot of respects for Olga. There was another nudist who didn't say much, but she was fully painted and she smelled pretty nice. And I took a pictures with her. So hopefully if it's not too graphic for WGXC.org, they can put it up.